great game to watch. What do you make of it?
I think, like you said, great game to be involved with. We've come to play a whole City side. We didn't know what team Steve was going to play because he's got, you know, so many riches there. But they've got some wonderful players. But I think we played our part at the party, and a real wholehearted performance. We get ourselves in front. We're a real piece of quality, a move that you work on quite often in the training. We scored against Reading like that. Chris has scored, and he scored again today. But I said to the players at half-time, and I remind them at the end of the game, if you have suicide of individual defending, then you're going to concede. But you know, and the chances are higher the better quality of opposition you play. So if you give Hull City players the opportunity to take a chance, they'll normally take it. So we settled ourselves down. I thought we started the second half particularly bright. Charlie got us the penalty. Penalties are scored and penalties are missed. We all think we should all score penalties, but you've got to be brave and step up there. And I think Hull City got a lift from that. I think they then had a 10-15 minute spell where we were having to grind ourselves into the game, but we made a decision tactically to change it, to change the system and change the personnel a little bit, and I think that worked, and we got our equaliser, and I think both teams probably feel they should go on and score a winner after even we equalise. So I would say our draw is possibly fair, although when you miss a penalty away from home, that was a big turning point for us because I think we were just starting to get on top.
Hull had a lot of ball first half, but other than the 5 minutes silly defending before the break, you actually looked all right.
Well, I think we looked better than all right. I think we had a real shape about ourselves, we had a real presence. I think it was getting to the stage where the Hull City fans, who were great again today, went a bit quiet, and they went a bit quiet because there was no penetration from the team, and that's how hard the boys have worked in preparation for today. But we make a couple of individual errors, you know, and you can never ever account for them, but the boys took it at half time, accepted it, made a point of saying they're not going to let it affect them, and it's not going to happen in the second half. And I think in the second half they went out and played with some real credit, and when I say it, after the penalty, when we missed the penalty and Hull had a real spell, then the people I really give credit to amongst my players, after my players, would be our supporters. And I've been blessed. I've been at Rotherham United on the back of promotions consecutively where the noise levels were fantastic. But for an away support to make the noise levels they did today, so ladies and gentlemen who travelled with Leeds United thoughts today, then thank you.
Well, they'll be happy because they see the team putting in the effort and putting a performance on. I guess, you know, that's four unbeaten now. You must be delighted with that as well.
Well, I'm delighted with 10 points from 12. I think any manager or head coach in the country would. I still get frustrated looking back at Burnley and Queen's Park Rangers and Rotherham because they're games we should have taken maximum points from just based on performance. And I don't think there's any games that we've won in the three we've just won before today that any neutral or any opposition manager said anything other than you deserve to win. So I think today, if I'm being honest, and I know Steve Bruce is a very honest guy, he'll possibly feel that a draw was a fair result too.
You took Lee Irwin off at half-time, brought on Bataka. What was the reasoning behind that?
Just purely tactically. You know, we know when we play Lee on that left-hand side, I said to you how he's played for a couple of years prior to coming to Ellen Road. He plays it as almost a striker that joins from the side. And obviously the boy Snodgrass is a bit special, like. So we were given a problem with him. But we gave Charlie a designated role in the second half. And to be fair, I think if you were calling it a boxing match, Snodgrass would win the first half and Charlie Taylor win the second half. And we just wanted to get Jordan on the pitch, to stop the boy Robertson coming. He was coming in a free-for-all with his pace. And then obviously we'd even gamble more when we put Jordan up front, and that created the goal.
Hat in your mouth a couple of times with Sol. Looked like him, after he got booked, he got away with a couple of fouls.
Well, I think the disappointing thing for me is, I think they should have a red card anyway for two yellows. I'm surprised the penalty kick's not a yellow card. But I think to be fair to the referee, he could have perhaps gave Sol a second yellow. So I think over the piece the referee's probably conscious that he's missed one on one side and he's not giving another. But I was really pleased with the captain today. You know, he was heroic, and so was Liam Cooper in the second half, because we were gambling so much that we had to sometimes even leave two against three hopeless. But we had to do it to try and get ourselves back in the game. And I've always said I might not be the best coach in the world, but my teams will give me everything. They'll climb over walls at 12 feet high with no ropes, and that's what they've done today.
No Belushi today. Leeds United being what Leeds United is, Steve, there's speculation as to why he wasn't involved. Why didn't he play today?
I think it's only because you're at Leeds United. I think we had a little bit of illness in the camp with Gattano and with young Coyley. So we almost tried to utilise two players on the, or one player on the bench to utilise a couple of positions. So Scott Whitten was the obvious choice, who's trained very well. So Scott, as we know, is a very accomplished centre-back, and of course he can play either side and full-back, which he's played for me previously on loan. So nothing more than that. You know, Pepe will be back into training early the part of the week, and seriously back in contention for Saturday, because what I've got to make sure between now and we finish at Preston is that we're not playing really, really tired players, and the boys have just come through such a hectic schedule. It'll be great for them to have a Tuesday night at home watching EastEnders rather than playing a game, because we've had 4 or 5 weeks of consecutive midweek football.
Silvestri didn't kick the ball too much today. Has he got any problem, or was that just a tactical thing?
No, I think we had to get it out and pass it. And it's a style of play that we're introducing, and we've been working on, and we did it. You know, we probably better effect against the last three opponents, but when you play against Hull, then it probably is over exaggerated because they press you as soon as you come out. But we said, let's be brave, let's be strong, and let's do it. And I thought he was good today, Marco.
How's Gaetano? Obviously went off on a stretcher. Never nice to see.
No, it'll be possibly later this evening, or most likely tomorrow, before he's x-rayed and scanned. He's got a little bit of swelling around the ankle. It is the ankle, unfortunately, the kid was out with. Gaetano doesn't need that. He's been fantastic for me as a player. He's a fantastic professional, and he's been cut open several times. He's his ankle twice. So we're hopeful. We're hopeful that and that's all it can be. Hopeful that it's something not too serious. We've got plenty of players that can play in the position. It's not about that, but he's just a very good player in that position.
What do you make it? There were a few missiles thrown at him as he was led behind the goal on a stretcher. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't see it.
Great, you know, result in terms of where you're at now. Age old question, it's back to you, Steve. What's happening? You've been linked heavily with a Celtic job. Any more news on that?
Oh, listen, you can't help getting linked to a job if it's seen by others that you're doing a good job. I think since we came in, myself and Paul Rayner, we had a remit. We've over delivered against the remit. We're going to try and can over deliver again going forward for the next two games. We've taken 10 from 12. We think it should have been someone like 19 from 21. And that's not us exaggerating how well we've played at times. But we just need to all concentrate, getting ready for Charlton. That's a club that'll be hurting tonight. I've got family members and the wife's side that are season ticket holders in there, so they'll be hurting, but we have to be really professional. And so last home match of the season, and the Leeds United family are doing another type of performance that we gave the other evening when we were really, really special for half an hour in the second half. That's what they're deserving, because they are the lifeblood and the future and the history and everything of the club.
Final one from me. Just when does your contract actually run out at Leeds United?
Well, it don't run out till we pass the season, June or July, end of June, middle of July, something like that. So, listen, I've made it absolutely clear that I would love to be the head coach here. Other people have to deduce from that I'm good enough. And I've always said if it's not for me, then I'll thank everyone here and I'll shake the hand and I'll leave with tears. I don't hide that. You know, this is a great, great football club. And it's a great, great football club that I will take to promotion next year if I'm given the opportunity. But that's easy to talk, but I've got a CV that says I normally deliver that when I'm talking about it.
It must be hard though that you don't know what's happening. You know, you don't know what you're going to be doing in a month's time. It must be difficult for you.
I think there's a lot of managers and jobs today that think they'll be in a job in the summer, and they won't be. So it doesn't get difficult. I think as long as people are very honest with you and very straight. And I had a long conversation with the president yesterday, and it never came into it, because we both agreed at the start of the conversation the full focus was Hull City, and that's where it should be. Because if you're not full focused against a Steve Bruce team, you just get beat. You just get beat. You know, he's so good, he's got such good staff and he's got such good players, so that's where the focus had to lie. I'm now ready and waiting and eager to speak to the president when he's ready. And obviously I've got a couple of Saturdays to go, and I still want to finish with 6 points, and it doesn't matter if I'm staying or not. I want 3 points against Charlton and 3 points against Preston North End.